Hey guys, it's Parker Brogan, and today we're going to be talking about how the wage gap between men and women has reduced to zero. Personally, I do not believe in a wage gap. I believe in an earning gap, because men make different choices that women do, or than women do. And also, like, the statistic they're going off of is the overall earning. It's not like the actual job. They don't take into consideration the job. They just take into consideration of how much a woman earns on average and how much a man earns on average. So I have Dagan Waters here with me, and I also have Ian Lucky Doo from the
Lucky Doo Mementos.
All right, I'll be asking Dagan a question first. Do you believe that there is a wage gap between men and women in the United States currently?
Definitely not.
What do you believe in?
I believe that we all get paid the same, because, like, it's kind of sexist for, like, a woman to get paid less than men.
I agree.
I agree also.
All right. Ian, why do you believe that, or why do you think that society believes that there's a wage gap?
Because, like, more men take, you know, higher paying jobs than women, and as you said, they take the average pay of all the jobs instead of, like, you know, a certain job. So, like, you know, men are more likely to, like, be NFL superstars and make, you know, millions, and women don't have an NFL league, so.
And also, did you know that on average, men work a lot more hours than women? So that also creates a earning gap, not a wage gap. For my next question is, did you know that youth men's insurance is much higher than women's, despite women making up 68% of all crashes?
I did not know that.
It's very unfair, considering that men make up less than 35% of crashes, and women make up 68%.
Makes sense.
Why would there ever be a gap like that?
I don't know.
Exactly. That's sexist. Why is that not brought to attention?
I don't know. Society.
All right. How, like, in all of the, like, five biggest cities in the United States, how much do you think men make? Like, how much more do you think men make than women in five of the biggest cities?
$100?
No. Women make more by 8% in five of the biggest cities.
Probably all dog.
And this concludes my part of the podcast. We have Ian Lucky Doo up next.
All right, so I've come from my own podcast called The Lucky Doo Mementos. And today I'll be talking about human trafficking and work labor. And I'll ask Dagan, what are your viewpoints on human trafficking in the work labor section?
That's not cool. I mean, slavery isn't really cool, because it's not fair for other people to be, like, put to work than other people just watch it. I mean, I don't really understand, like, why some people are different than the others, and that kind of way.
Yeah. because there was something that happened in 2016 where this person wanted to build a bridge and he didn't have enough workers. So he looked all the way to Texas for a person to hire. And since it took him so long, he found someone who'd actually take the job. But he made the person work for free. But he never, he gave person, offered him benefits and all of this, and then took the benefits away at last second before the guy, before the bridge was done. And I think, now my next question is, I'm gonna ask Parker this. Do you think that this is any way related to slavery back in the day of early America?
Where is most of this going on?
Well, most of it's in California, like work labor wise.
I believe that it's very highly related, but I don't think it's the same thing. I don't think they're treated the same. Like, I don't think, at least in California, they're not going to be whipped, you know.
Other, yeah.
Like, they won't have those punishments of what they did in the 1700s, 1800s.
Yeah, it's not even racist either. It's, you know, white people are also, you know, trafficked into it. It's not like, you know, just black people. It's just, it's pretty bad. And my next question is gonna go, you guys can both answer this, is, in your opinion, do you think California could be the only state that's the worst in, like, human trafficking, work labor, or do you think there's other states that could also contribute to this?
I think there are definitely a lot of other states that can do this.
Do you have any, like, examples?
I don't, but Florida's pretty crazy, so there's definitely a possibility there.
Do you have anything to say, Damien?
I think there has to most definitely has to be other states, because, like, it can't just be happening in one state. There'd definitely be, like, traffic from other states coming from different places across, like, the country.
Yeah.
It can't be just, like, one major state as, like, the, like, massive big point of it.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. All right. This concludes the Lucky Mementos.
Well, next we have Digging Waters.
So my podcast is on, like, how has the Notre Dame fire, like, affected France and their religion. So, Ian, how long ago do you think it was the cathedral was built?
I'd like to say about 800 years.
Close, but not quite. About 856 years. Did you know it was built, but it burned? It caught on fire about 100 years ago, but it was, like, controlled and stopped before it got big.
I'm not knowing that.
How long did it take them to build it? I thought it was, like, half a century.
Why did it take half a century? Yeah. It's gonna take another half a century again.
Nah, not with modern technology.
I mean, I heard they're using Assassin's Creed to rebuild it.
Yeah, bro, but this is not a controlled fire.
And it's not very aesthetically pleasing either.
Exactly.
Parker, how do you think the fire affected France?
I think a lot of people made it into jokes, and that could have possibly hurt some people because of their religion. Like, they are very, like, loyal and passionate to their religion, and I think people making jokes about it, it'll anger them, and I think it had more visitors than Eiffel Tower did, and I think it affects France dramatically.
That brings across my next question. How do you think it affected the religion?
I don't think it necessarily did anything to hurt the religion. I just think, like, they put more emphasis on, like, what they pray about and, like, stuff like that. Because it's a very strong religion. It's been going for, like, thousands of years.
Yeah, and I think it brought people together to, like, get their, like, oldest church, like, in history, is gone for a little, like, a long time, so now they got nowhere to go. So they get, like, come together.
This really isn't a question, it's just something that I thought of. So there was like a fundraiser or something for it that like millionaires and billionaires brought like a lot of money for it. I just think that like they could raise that much money for like a building that burnt down, but like they can't really pay or help like the world, like the pollution in the ocean and stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't think that they should be spending billions of dollars on rebuilding that. It's not gonna be the same as it ever was. But we could go to save our oceans and save wildlife that we will never get back.
Well, that concludes my podcast.
Well, thank you guys for joining here with us.
Thank you for having me, sir.